Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Haijie Do. You can call me Heidi. I'm a PhD student from Texas A&M University. And today I'm going to talk about the responses of sweet basil to interactive PPFD, the photosynthetic photon flux density, and supplementary UVB irradiation in plant growth and secondary metabolites accumulation. First, let's look at the background. UVB irradiation is usually considered as a stress factor to plants, which cause plant responses in morphology, physiology, and molecular. The plant responses to UVB irradiation usually include the reduction in plant photosynthesis and the crop yield, as well as the accumulation of UV protective pigments and antioxidants, which provide plants with health-promoting properties. Based on this, in recent years, using UVB irradiation as a tool to increase the plant nutritional quality is becoming more popular. Plant responses to UVB irradiation has at least two different signaling pathways, the UVRH-dependent and UVRH-independent pathway. UVRH is a specific UVB photoreceptor which responds to low levels of UVB irradiation. The translocation of UVRH will stimulate the gene expression which controls the plant's UV acclimation, including the genes encoding enzymes in phenylpropanoid pathway, which is the starting point of the synthesis of phenolics. The UVRH-independent pathway responds to high levels of UVB irradiation, which is a stress-related physiological process, which causes the production of reactive oxygen species in plants, then causes the production of phenolics, those antioxidants. From this, we can see plant responses to UVB irradiation is specific dose dependent, and the soup dose, the balance point between the yield reduction and the increased nutritional quality, needs to be researched. At the same time, plants are exposed to multiple environmental factors, such as PPFD. In our previous study, the plant nutritional quality, including those anthocyanins, phenolics, and flavonoids, were positively correlated with PPFD. It was also reported that higher PPFD can elevate some of the effects caused by supplementary UVB irradiation. So, the objectives in this study are to investigate the plant responses of basil plants to interactive PPFD and supplementary UVB irradiation. By this, to determine the optimal dose of supplementary UVB irradiation and the combination of PPFD and UVB to achieve an enhanced nutritional quality in basil plants without significant yield reduction. In this study, we used two different cultivars, Genovese green basil and red urban purple basil. After transplanting, all the plants were moved into a growth room. The temperature was controlled at 23.9 and 21.2 day and night, 10 replications for each treatment, and all the plants were subirrigated with a nutrient solution with a EC at 2.0 and a pH at 6. After transplanting, all the plants were treated with two different PPFD levels, and before harvest, all the plants were applied with supplementary UVB irradiation. There are five different supplementary UVB irradiation doses, the control, no supplementary UVB irradiation, 1 hour per day for 2 days UVB irradiation, 2 hours per day for 2 days, 1 hour per day for 5 days, and 2 hours per day for 5 days UVB irradiation. With the combination of PPFD and UVB, there are 10 treatments in total. At the end of the experiment, we measured the gas exchange rate, chlorophyll fluorescence, growth parameters, yield, as well as the secondary plant metabolites, including the anthocyanins, phenolics, flavonoids, and the antioxidant capacity of basil leaves. Now let's look at the results. These are the plants before harvest. From the pictures, you can see 5 days UVB irradiation severely damaged the basal leaves, and compared to control, all the supplementary UVB irradiation resulted in smaller plants with thicker and waxy leaves. And under 5 days UVB irradiation, premature defoliation was observed in both green and purple basal plants. Let's look at the data in detail. The gas exchange rate was measured at the end of the experiment. The net photosynthetic rate of green and purple basal plants were both decreased by the supplementary UVB irradiation, and the PPFD showed no effects on the net photosynthetic rate. The VPD, the vapor pressure deficit, of both green and purple basal plants were increased by the supplementary UVB irradiation, which may be caused by the thicker and waxy leaves under UVB irradiation. Chlorophyll fluorescence is an important indicator for plant stress, including the FVFM ratio and the performance index. The FVFM ratio and performance index were both decreased by the supplementary UVB irradiation, but in purple basal plants, there was no differences between the control and an hour per day for 2 days UVB irradiation, but differences were observed in green basal plants. Similarly, in purple basal plants, there was no differences among control, an hour per day for 2 days, 2 hours per day for 2 days, and an hour per day for 5 days UVB irradiation, and the differences were observed in green basal plants. This may indicate that the purple basal plants are more tolerant to the supplementary UVB irradiation. We measured the morphology, plant morphology, at the end of the experiment, including the plant height, plant leaf area, and the specific leaf area, which indicated the leaf thickness. In green basal plants, Genvis, the PPFD and UVB irradiation both showed significant effects on the plant morphology. Higher PPFD resulted in taller plants with thicker and larger leaves, but the UVB irradiation resulted in shorter plants with smaller and thicker leaves. A similar trend was observed in the purple basal plants. In terms of plant yield, the shoot fresh rate of green and purple basal plants were both significantly affected by the PPFD and the supplementary UVB irradiation. Under a higher PPFD of 224, the shoot fresh rate of green and purple basal plants were both increased, but the supplementary UVB irradiation decreased the shoot fresh rate. Under a low PPFD of 160, the 2 hours per day for 5 days UVB irradiation decreased the shoot fresh rate of green and purple basal plants by 40% and 36% respectively. But under a high PPFD of 224, this percentage were 51% and 44% respectively. From the differences between the 224 and the 160, we can see the yield reduction caused by the supplementary UVB irradiation was higher on a high PPFD of 224. And between the differences of green basal and the purple basal, the yield reduction in purple basal was smaller than in green basal plants, which also indicated that the purple basal plants are more tolerant to the supplementary UVB irradiation, which was consistent with our chlorophyll fluorescence data. Now let's look at the nutritional quality, including the anthocyanin, phenolics, and flavonoids concentration per leaf fresh wheat. In green basal Genvis, the UVB irradiation increased the concentrations of anthocyanin, phenolics, and flavonoids significantly. Under a high PPFD of 224, 2 hours per day for 5 days UVB irradiation increased the concentrations by 18, 70, and 120%. This was lower. this increment caused by the supplementary UVB irradiation was lower under the high PPFD of 224 compared to the low PPFD of 160. On the PPFD of 160, the increment was 21%, 126%, and 169% respectively. In the purple basal red rubin, supplementary UVB irradiation showed no effects on the concentrations of anthocyanin, but under a high PPFD of 224, only two hours per day, UVB irradiation increased the concentrations of phenolics and flavonoids. And similarly to the green basal plants, the increment of these phytochemicals caused by the supplementary UVB irradiation was lower under a high PPFD of 224 compared to the low PPFD of 160. From this, we can say the supplementary UVB irradiation significantly increased these phytonutrients concentrations, but as well it decreased the crop yield. So we calculated the nutritional yield, the total of phytonutrients per plant, which is multiplying the concentrations of those nutrients to the leaf fresh weight. From this, in the green basal Genoese, a high PPFD of 224 with a short-term UVB irradiation of 1 hour per day for 2 days has the highest nutritional yield. But in purple basal plants, all the supplementary UVB irradiation decreased the nutritional yield due to a yield reduction. Antioxidant capacity of basal leaves is also an important parameter for the nutritional quality. Similar to the concentrations of those phytonutrients, the antioxidant capacity of green basal leaves was positively related to the UVB irradiation dose, but for purple basal plants, there is no clear correlation. From all this data, our conclusions are lower PPFD and supplementary UVB irradiation inhibited the gas exchange in basal plants, resulting in smaller plants with less biomass accumulation. Second, all the supplementary UVB irradiation enhanced the phytonutrients accumulation in green basal plants, but only 2 hours per day UVB irradiation increased the phytonutrients accumulation in purple basal plants. Third, the purple basal plants are more tolerant to supplementary UVB irradiation. With all these conclusions, for the green basal production, a short-term UVB irradiation of 1 hour per day for 2 days with a PPFD of 224 is recommended for the green basal production under indoor-controlled environment. But for purple basal plants, the supplementary UVB irradiation is not recommended. And that's my presentation. Thanks for your attention. Any questions? Yes. It's a broadband UVB from Philips. It's a distribution from 280 to 315, but I don't have the data here.
Thank you again.